Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, February the 16th, 2014. We are teaching pure spirit energy science. We want the babies and the youth to understand the African root scientific cosmological teaching of the universe, so that when they go into religion and or science, they know that these knowledges are one. No separation, no barrier, no boundary, so that they will properly be equipped to be the facilitators of the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. So here, Amos 5 and 8, you can already see E or energy equals M or aggregate collective mass and material times C squared, or the speed of light, which is 186,000 miles per second squared. You can see that it takes energy to call forth Pleiades, that feminine quality, and call forth Orion, that sacred masculine quality, sacred feminine and sacred masculine working together. These stars, these zodiac signs, teaching us to understand how to overturn the image of Satan, the shadow of Satan, the image of death, warfare, bloodshed, destruction. This takes energy. The Most High exerting energy in the universe over what? The universe is aggregate collective matter, material particles. And the universe is governed by light and the speed of light. So here we see these factions of the universe coming together. Now the Most High is calling forth water to call, to commission, to summon, to endow. Now, this calling forth takes energy. See, we're studying the same magnificent creation as Einstein and, Isaac Newton and all of those European scientists. They were studying the same universe, and the Africans and the African ancestors and the African Hebrews laid down the knowledge in such a clear fashion that when we take up the original teaching from Africa, Nubia, Kemet, Ethiopia, Dogon, Twa, we will be able to knock all of today's teachers out of the water. But we don't want enmity. We don't want animosity. We just want to bring the original teaching so that we can equip the youth to be united on this original teaching of science from Africa that we read in Bible, Quran, Bhagavad Gita, I Ching, so that they can be the facilitators of New Jerusalem, the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. Calleth for the waters. The word waters. Let's hear the pronunciation from our beautiful Strong's people.
Strong's 8:43:25. My.
My. 4:3:25 Hebrew side. This is a masculine noun. This is waters. Water. Water of the feet and urine. Why? Because this water, this rain in Africa, African Hebrew, Africa Kemet, Africa Nubia, Africa Dogon, Africa Twa, water represents the seed of life, germ of life called sperm. The earth, Eretz in the African Hebrew language, is feminine because the earth is that receptive womb that receives the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, that is the waters. And from the waters soaking into the womb of the earth, and then the sun shining on the womb that is the earth, you have photosynthesis because of the rays of the sun. Now, the rays themselves are feminine, and if I remember correctly, the horns that they saw on the head of Moses, two horns, that doesn't represent Satan. That represents the rays of the sun, and the rays of the sun are feminine. So you can see the sacred and divine masculine working together with the sacred and divine feminine to give birth to life and existing and living. So these watchers are masculine because the watchers represent the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, that must be emitted into the womb. And this whole process takes place in darkness. And then it says water is defined as danger and violence because think of the Nile. Think of the Nile River. The Nile River in Egypt, Kemet, and the other places that they call the Nile Valley. When that water floods, that's how I know this is from Africa, Kemet. See, sisters and brothers, the African Hebrews came out of slavery in Egypt not having been enslaved by the black African Kemet Egyptians, but having been enslaved by the Hyksos, sometimes called Hyksos. These were individuals who came from the north, from the Caucasus, from Europe, 2000 BC through Mesopotamia, through Arabia, 1555 BC. They take over Kemet, Egypt, overthrow the black man, enslave African Kemet and African Hebrews. These Hyksos, they take African Egyptian names and titles and the throne, and you think it's a black man on the throne. No, it was a European on the throne. They misused and abused the religion, turned it inside out, and enslaved and exploited our African Kemet and African Hebrew ancestors. Then rebellion came from the south, Sekenenre and Akmos and Kakmos. And that's where you get your word Moses or Moshe. Moshe, Moshe, Akmoshe, Kakmoshe. And this Amos here is Akmoshe, Akmoshe. And that rebellion from the south overthrew the Hyksos. And now you have a leader taking the African Hebrews out of Kemet as an extension of the new righteous African rulership of Kemet. Moshe takes these African Hebrews into that which is called Israel-Palestine to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality, overturn death, overturn shadow of death, overturn slavery exploitation that was left by the Hyksos, and they brought this African knowledge with them from Africa, Kemet, because African Kemet, Egypt, is they are from the same people that the African Hebrews are from. Amos 9 and 7, the children of Israel are the children of Ethiopia. In Egypt, the records tell us that Africa, Egyptian Kemet come from Ethiopia. Africa, Egypt, Kemet, and African Hebrew are one Ethiopian people. So they brought this knowledge from the Nile Valley with them. And we see this whole Nile process of flooding, danger from the flooding of the water of the Nile right here in Amos chapter 5 and verse 8. Wow. So we know this is Africa Kemet. We know this is Africa Ethiopia. And waters of the sea. Let's hear the pronunciation of the sea.
Strong's H3220. Yam. Yam.
This is a masculine noun. Hebrew 3220. The sea, a mighty river. Watch this now. Right here it says, let's read it all. Sea, Mediterranean Sea, Red Sea, Dead Sea, Sea of Galilee, a sea in general, the mighty river Nile, the sea, the great basin in the temple court, seaward, westward, west, westward. So we're into directions now. We're into understanding the direction of east from west, north from south. Now we see once again, proving this is Africa Kemet, you have one of the definitions as being the mighty Nile. So we know this is talking about the Nile Valley, and we know this is talking about the flooding of the Nile and the danger that comes forth, but the potential for life that comes forth as water and seas represent the seed of life, germ of life called sperm going into Mother Earth. Now let's see. Upon the face, let me go to face now. Upon the face. And see, remember all of this when we get to Genesis, how the Spirit of the Lord began to move. Is it on the face of the waters? And Spirit is feminine, Holy Spirit, Mother Holy Spirit. And face, the word face here, let's hear the pronunciation, because this is all sacred birth, sacred science and law of birth.
Strong's H 6440, Panim, Panim.
Panim.
Caseus lexicon, Penuel, Penuel. Second entry, Peniel, Peniel.
Peneum is masculine. This is face. Face of, it says seraphim or cherubim, the angelic energies. Face of an animal, face of the ground. And let me see. When it said Panuel and Paniel, seeing God face to face, remember that? But face, we're dealing with the phallus, sisters and brothers. We're dealing with the sacred science of birth, penis, and womb. The face, the waters, and the face. The waters being emitted from the face. From the phallus, the waters representing the, don't think this is vulgar, this is not vulgar, this is sacred science, this is righteous, sanctified science. Water, sea, masculine, water, seed of life, germ of life called sperm. Water, one of the definitions, had to do with urine because we're dealing with something that comes out of the phallus, the sacred phallus. And the face is the phallus, is masculine. Now, the waters upon the face and then of the earth. Now, the inside of the earth is Eretz, earth.
Strong's H776, Eretz, Eretz.
This is feminine noun, Eretz, Hebrew, 776, feminine noun. We saw the inside of the earth as womb, as mother, as sacred and divine feminine, the land. And even when you look at the sea, the boundary of the sea is feminine, and the womb that holds the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, that is water, and water has life in it, just like the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, emits how many sperm cells into the womb of the woman. And this sperm is masculine and feminine. How do I know? Because if you're a woman, if you're a female, you came from a sperm. You were at one time a sperm. I am a male. I am masculine. And I came from one sperm. There were enough sperms. I don't remember how many are emitted at once, but too many to count. Masculine and feminine. And this one out. This is sacred science that babies, no matter their color, will have to know this sacred science. All right. Now, who is it? Who is it that is exerting all of this energy in the universe? Who is it that is teaching us from the material universe, teaching us spiritual reality, and teaching us what our mission is by examining the universe, examining sun, moon, stars, planets, examining Orion, Asaru, examining the Sirius star, Aset, examining the Sun, sun and resurrection of light, and examining waters and the flooding of the Nile and photosynthesis and Mother Earth and vegetation. This is all teaching us about life. The science here is life. Whatever has to do with life. L-I-F-E. Existing. So who is it? Energy. Spirit force. Positive. Spirit. Energy. Force. Power. The one that we're speaking of here is Yehovah. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H3068. Yehovah. Yehovah.
Yehovah. Sometimes you hear it pronounced Jehovah. Sometimes you hear this word pronounced Yahweh. Here it's pronounced Yehovah. Hebrew 3068. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Hebrew side. This is defined as the existing one. When you see L-O-R-D all capitals, or you see G-O-D all capitals in the Old Testament, that is most of the time, probably 99% of the time, Yehovah, the existing one. Numbers chapter 11, Moses was upset with the children of Israel, and Moses is talking to Yehovah, and Moses says, I didn't beget these people, and I didn't conceive these people. He is telling us that Yehovah begat it and conceived this people. Therefore, Yehovah is an African Hebrew scientific word that is descriptive of the process of birthing, giving birth to existence, existing one, the self-contained, independent, existing entity called Yahuwah, giving birth to life and existing. That's who we are speaking about. Yahuwah is that spirit, energy, force that is exerting energy and the generator of energy all over this universe. First law of science, cause and effect. The universe full of effects. The universe itself is an effect. No effect puts itself together. The law of science says there must be a cause. Yahuwah is that cause, that energy, that spirit, that positive spirit, power, and force. Now, the etymological root, I had the number wrong earlier. I said 1951, but I'm looking at it now, and it's 1961. Hiya. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 1961. Hiya.
Can't you remember the old saints in the Church of God in Christ and other black churches saying, Hiya, 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 Hiya? They didn't know. They were speaking African Hebrew words. This word, Hiya, is that I am. That same word that is given to us as I am. And it is defined as to be, become, come to pass, to exist, to happen, to fall out. We're describing that one that causes all to come into being, to come to pass, meaning events are coming to pass, to that we may experience events, to become, to happen, that one that causes events to happen, that one that causes fallout. Why fallout? Well, in Africa, when the woman is giving birth, she doesn't lay down on her back with her uterus up, vagina up, legs up, fighting gravity. Unscientific. In Exodus, watch this now. I can't remember the exact chapter, but you read Exodus and read when that Hyksos Pharaoh wanted to kill the African Hebrews, the babies. The Hyksos Pharaoh knew that Moshe was coming on the scene, wanted to kill all the babies, boy babies, about 3 years old, I believe, and under, something like that. And the Hyksos Pharaoh tells the, I believe it's the African Hebrew midwives, that when they, meaning the woman that is pregnant, are standing or are sitting or squatting on the birth stool, that birth stool, that stool of birth, you go examine it. Get to that point where the Pharaoh is giving orders to kill the boy children. There's a word there about the birth stool. Or the stool of birth. That's how we know. By seeing the stool of birth in the scripture, that these Hebrews are African people, because the stool of birth or the birth stool is an African scientific instrument that the woman that is pregnant sits on the birth stool so that her uterus and vagina may be with gravity, facing the earth, that the child may come out and fall out onto the ground, or the, we would say, the hands of the midwife, going with the flow of gravity. That's how we know the Hebrews are African, one of the other ways that we know out of many. So when the scripture here says that Haya means also to fall out, it's talking about the scientific process of birth and how the Africans understood that the woman's uterus should be with gravity, not pointed up, fighting gravity while giving birth, but with gravity. All right, to happen, to occur, to take place, to come about, come to pass. These are definitions of Haya. To become, become like, be instituted, be established, to be, to exist, be in existence, abide, remain, continue, to stand, to lie, to be in, to be at, to be situated, to accompany, to be with, to occur, come to pass, be done, be brought about. It is the Most High that is exerting energy on the universe, to bring all about, to be done, to be finished, to be gone. All of this takes energy. The law of science, cause and effect. The Most High is the cause, exerting energy to create these circumstances of occurrences and being and existing. This is so wonderful to understand something of this science. So this is who is, this is the identity of that entity, that independent controller of the events of the universe. This is one of the names used to describe that mighty and almighty entity, energy, power, force. That's, it says is his name, but we have proven that the Lord is Father and Mother. His name is pronounced
Strong's H8034. Shame. Shame.
8034 Hebrew Side Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This word for name is a masculine noun. So we're looking at the Most High through the masculine, but we know the Most High is Father and Mother. But name, reputation, fame, and glory, the name as designation of God, memorial, monument. So this whole universe gives us to know and understand the reputation of the Most High, the fame of the Most High. And if I remember correctly, glory is feminine, and the Shekinah glory is Mother Holy Spirit as the glory of the Most High. So we see that even in this masculine word is another word that is descriptive of the sacred and divine feminine. Let's cut this right now, and we'll continue the next session. Let me get to Brother Bob Marley, because this is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people. So Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.